Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. Ever since high school, my grandma has been promising me if I played hard and I didn't get hurt, she's been promising me $5 and a chocolate bar.
I had breasts in elementary school.
So today was just another day where I just went out there and I said, you know what, I got to play hard.
Let's go!
Dale Arnold.
Pitch to Devers. High, deep, right field. Around the pesky pole and gone. Take all my money now.
Great cash, homie.
Rich Keefe.
I do want to bring up Josh Gordon. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Not at all.
No, that's why I put out the statement.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Dale and Keefe.
Fat Chance.
With Keefe, baby.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
It was troubling that during his absence, Wiggy kept referring to my partner as Keith.
Yeah, well. Is what it is.
You know, that's a real shame. You know, you think you know a guy, and well, I've worked with him for many years, and doesn't even know my name.
Well, it's too bad.
It's too bad.
Not the only word that he uses that may or may not be appropriate to the situation.
I know.
It's nice to have Dick back in today's program. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the wrong name.
That's all right. I've been called worse, Dale. That's fine. That's
Keith,
just fine.
For yeah. One thing.
Keith, yeah, right. I'd rather you call me Dick than Keith.
Well, Rich is back.
Okay, yes, Dick. I'm back.
Andy's in the house for
speaking of
no
dicks,
real apparent
Andy Hart's
reason.
In the house.
We're happy to have him. Yes. We just don't know why. I mean,
his old stomping ground.
Him.
He brought 128 ounces of coffee with him today.
No, this is water. Stay hydrated.
Oh, that's a water.
This Tom Brady
coffee.
Doesn't.
Oh, I thought
Tom
that was
Brady
coffee.
Does not lug as no. Big a water jug around.
Oh my God! If that
as
was that way,
I thought that was coffee. Like you're gonna be shot out of the moon. Look at this thing.
Can do shoulder raises and stuff.
That
while
is
I'm
heavy. That is. We'll take a picture of that.
It's bigger than Tom's.
He has got the king of the Yetis
it's not.
That
it's
he
not.
Brought
no, it
down
is.
Here.
Okay,
it's bigger than Tom's.
Now, do you think there's such a thing as being overhydrated?
No,
I think there is actually.
Prevents
I've
concussions.
Actually read this. Yes,
oh yeah,
yes.
You can drown.
You can.
You ever
drown
hear
yourself.
Those frat things where they make kids drink like gallons of water and the kid dies?
Yeah,
you drown in.
Yeah, it's not good.
Ugh.
Not good.
How to take this to a
Tough
dark place
start
right
to the show.
Off the
whoa,
first of all,
boy.
Thank you, Andy.
Whoa. You took it to a dark place when I walked in the
How
door
so?
And said, quote, good to see you, Andy. No idea why you're here.
I don't know. I didn't know
here.
Why. We're
to
happy
to make the
to
show
have you.
Better. That's what he's here to
oh,
do.
Oh, that's why.
That's
it's
the Patriots whole point. Monday.
Yes, that's right.
I
Nothing
am Mr. Patriot. More.
Are you part of our Patriots Monday?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Neither do I. That's why I asked the question.
I think we work a little bit on the Belichick-type schedule around here. We're
day-to-day.
Sort of day-to-day, week-to-week.
Yeah.
We tell you as much as you need to know to get through that week.
That's why we put out the statement.
It's like when Bill puts out the schedule and puts
TBD way,
for player day off.
I felt so bad for Steve Burton.
No, you didn't.
I was going,
come
Steve,
on.
Really?
Steve's been doing that for years. There's some great Steve Burton
and
memories
I don't think
there
it bothers him.
I don't think it does either.
Seems like he can really just sort of laugh it off, move on. He probably clicked off and went, I thought that went well, guys. Because it immediately went viral.
It oh,
was
did it
all
ever.
Over the
he
place.
He also had a great line earlier when he was when they first went to him, and he said, I'm alongside the sidelines.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Really? We have to do
he
that?
Did. Yes,
so
he
you've
did.
Never screwed up?
I Yeah, of course
you
I
speak
have.
4 hours a day. Well,
what are you talking about?
We not still often, but.
We still play the stuff that I screw up all the time.
Okay.
Of course I screw up.
So we all screw
So
up.
We can't call out people when they screw up?
Well, you'd think you would
sure
be
you can.
Empathetic. Is
Why?
That the proper word there?
No. I don't, is it?
You're just pathetic.
No, that's just mean,
Dick.
Yeah, that is technically my name. That's fine.
Does anybody call you Dick?
No, my grandfather was Dick.
Really?
Yeah.
But you, so are you a...
I'm a third.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
pretty
third
regal.
Dick.
Pretty regal. Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was a third attached
pretty
to
Pretty serious.
Like,
if I was in the NFL, I'd have that on the
Philip
back of
Dorsett
my jersey.
Had it the other night.
Yeah, I would have that too. I. Looks nice.
What does the third mean?
There's three of you.
But no, why does...
Senior, junior, third.
No, because some people put the second and not junior.
Oh, so
what's the
second? So junior, I believe, is your father has the exact same name. The second would be like you're named after maybe your uncle or your great. Maybe it skips a generation.
Oh,
I believe
okay.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
So,
but the third is the
third,
son of the junior.
In this, in my case, anyway,
what, can it
yeah.
be the son of the second?
Perhaps.
I don't know.
You know who you need to ask is
Dale
Will Fuller.
Dale is really asking, why is Andy here?
Yeah, now I'm Will Fuller the fifth.
So you were talking about, you know, every one of us misspeak from time to time. It happened. What the hell is that?
God wants to come in.
This is one of the charms of doing the show down at Gillette. Is
charms?
You just never know if they're building
they're still
something.
Breaking down the Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah. George Strait George was here, Strait right?
You
set.
Always say Blake Shelton first. George Strait is the headliner.
All right.
Well, not the Daily, isn't
it? I noticed.
Was George Strait the most handsome man of the year? No, he wasn't.
No, but he's the king.
No, he wasn't. You know who was?
He's the
Blake Shelton.
Shelton. Which a lot
is
of people.
Is Blake Shelton even that attractive?
No, people actually came out and said, you know what? There's a great chance he's not even the best looking Blake Shelton in the world.
Right.
There's probably some guy.
I'm going to say George Strait's better looking than Blake Shelton.
Is that the hill you want to die on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to die on any hill for George Strait. Man's a king for a reason.
So we were talking about, you know, occasionally when you're on radio, you misspeak from time to time.
That can happen.
And
not us.
And I would think that, you know, people would say, oh, well, you know, you're on radio a lot. And okay. So yesterday I'm doing a Red Sox game. And a pastor, a Christian church pastor, tweets me. He says, Red Sox Nation, Dale Arnold announces the wrong player's name, hashtag everybody drink. I would bet that the pastor has never once misspoken in any of his sermons,
right? Does he
mean
holy water? He's drinking holy water.
I'm apparently not.
Are pastors big into drinking games?
Yes,
well,
they are.
This pastor is.
You know, blood of the Christ there. You're just slamming down wines.
Sounds like a good pastor to go
to. You could be.
Yeah. Play a drinking game. When you say Jesus, you drink.
Were you missing a lot of players?
Apparently, I misspoke a name.
I guess so.
I screwed up a name.
Did you not know all the Orioles? Because that's quite an outfit they have.
Holy.
What kind of team
You know
is
what?
That?
We will do zero, well,
no,
this
we
much Orioles talk for the.
But they're
that
abysmal.
Is awful.
Yeah,
that
is,
baseball team is horrible.
Yeah, that's tough stuff.
Thank God. Because you get to play them. Yeah. The Yankees have won like all 16 games they've played against
them
this year.
They smoked them.
And they've hit like 500 home runs against them,
like,
or something.
Gleyber Torres has like a home run every game or whatever.
Oh,
it really
it's worse than that. Yeah. Anyway, we've got so much football stuff to talk about on a Patriots Monday. James White and Daron Harmon will join us down here. Now, I got to be honest, little Richie Keefe.
Yeah,
I believe it's little Dick.
Third.
I saw your tweet when the announcement came out. I was disgusted by it. First of all,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Your little
it's
spray
Twitter.
Thing.
Yeah, that.
Well, sure.
So,
yeah.
So first of all,
I was excited.
I was
Did
disgusted.
Your mom see those tweets?
Yes.
But second of all, let's just back up a little bit, because little Richie Keefe told me the last time this guy got suspended, never again.
I'm back. I am back in. I am so back in. This is great news. I am so excited about this. Josh Gordon is back. I am surprised by it. Now, the longer this thing kept going on.
And the good news is he's about to be a minority owner of an NFL team, too.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for Josh Gordon to return. I thought. You know, what, 6 months ago, he was done. 4 months ago, all right, probably
you
done.
You told me Three you months. Can't trust him ever again.
I don't know if you can trust him, Dale, but you can enjoy the ride.
Well, take him,
you
right?
can, you'll take him, you'll enjoy the ride. But as this thing kept going on, I said, you know what, maybe he will play. I thought there was going to be some sort of suspension, though. I really did. I thought eight games, four games. No, games.
Well, he missed the end of last season. He missed the
Super playoffs.
No, I know. He
would
did.
Have been the greatest moment of his professional life.
And
he
maybe
had to
he'll
miss
go.
It.
This
he learned
year.
A lesson.
He did learn a lesson. And I'd also like to make it clear once again. Now, he didn't take me up on this last year. He is invited to stay at my house the whole time, the whole season. Okay. If he wants to live with me, good news is I pass on grass, so that won't be a problem. That
Bad
won't
news.
Be, what's that?
You once told me that all you do is drink coffee in the morning and beer in the afternoon.
And night.
Yeah.
No, I know. I told
you.
I stand by
environment.
You know
him.
What? I'll get rid of it for him.
You will stop drinking.
I will
beer
stop
for
drinking
Josh
beer
Gordon.
For Josh Gordon.
Now it's helping both.
How do you like
it's
that?
It's a win-win relationship.
I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah, because you
An
drink
incredible
that
moment.
High octane, high calorie crap.
It's the high juice. That's for sure. But he can stay. We got a spare room all set with his name on it. He can decorate it any way he wants. Put posters on the wall. We can maybe even do bunk beds. Me and him, if he really wants the hands-on approach. Whatever he wants.
Would you ask him to do diaper changes?
That's the thing. How is he with a new baby? She has to stay.
Sure, he's fine.
So, okay,
good news. She gets to stay.
She gets to stay. She has a room. Josh Gordon has a room. And I'm not even joking. If he wants to stay with me for the whole season, I might be late to work because I got to drive him in and out of Gillette and all the things like that.
And they might need that because Jack Easterby is gone.
Your guy.
Right?
Jack Easterby
is gone.
Who, so by who the way, obviously didn't work out all that well anyway. So I'm not all that broken up about Jack Easterby being gone.
Right,
he didn't make it through a whole season with Jack Easterby.
Well, he hasn't made it through a whole season with anybody.
Yes, he did once.
Once, his rookie year.
Okay, nope, not his rookie year. It was
a
couple years into
it. His second year was his great year, but it was a 14-game year because he had an issue.
Oh, okay. Well, the 14 games that he did take.
They were phenomenal.
He led the league in receiving yards. He was incredible. But I am super excited. But to your point, Dale, yeah, nobody in their right mind is going to say, great, you have Josh Gordon for 16 games and a playoff run. Like, you just can't. But the fact that there's no 8-game delay or anything like that, and you can throw him back in. And he was a guy that jumped into the offense week 3, week 4 last season and was able to figure it out. It's just great news. And I've always liked the player, and I'll get caught up in again, and I'll be disappointed again if he gets popped for something and it's gone. But I am very pro Josh Gordon coming back.
I don't think I want to know.
What is happening over here?
I believe there's a mannequin at the podium.
All right. Well,
is that a mannequin?
Evidently, they're going to film a commercial down there.
That looks like a marionette.
Marionette, we'll go with.
That looks like a marionette.
That's for the fine people at Bob's Discount Furniture who will be part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon this year again.
Good. Good to have them on board.
So Bob will be there with or without the marionette. I don't know.
Bob is gripping the microphone.
But Josh Gordon, Hart, you got to be pumped about this. How could you not? That's right.
Like, enjoy the ride is what you
I am going to enjoy it.
They need him. We've seen the receiver position. And to me, this is part of your two-part plan. I thought Josh Gordon was coming back. I think Gronk is coming back.
Oh, you do? So you
A before B.
No, he's not. Gronk's not coming back.
Well, you were wrong already, so why would I take your opinion?
Well, I changed my opinion.
I wasn't wrong.
Right.
I changed my opinion until it was accurate.
I do think that this is sort of a good news, bad news situation for N'Keal Harry, and it's the same news. We don't need you as much.
Well, but you may need him when he's available to be needed.
But maybe,
I have to actually think it's perfect because Josh Gordon, will not finish the year, correct? I don't think it's mean to say I don't expect him to finish the year because he doesn't finish the year.
The money in Vegas would go against him finishing the year.
Yeah. N'Keal Harry appears that he's not ready to start the year.
Correct.
Marriage made in heaven.
So, yeah, they basically take up one spot.
And
that's
they're the
one
same
receiver.
Guy. They're the outside receiver. I don't think Harry has the ability to get down the field, but guess what? I don't think Gordon has the ability
Gordon's
to get down the field that he used
he's
to.
He's not a burner, but he can catch it in
they're
your face.
Big targets on the outside that you hope Tom Brady trusts to throw the ball to. Right?
He trusted Gordon last year. There's
and
no doubt he did. He threw to him on third down all the time.
Wasn't Brady, but we saw Hoyer trust Harry on a couple balls at the sticks.
What does that mean? So Hoyer, like, Hoyer,
I don't need that.
Stop right there. We saw Hoyer do
the
air
quarterback.
Stop. Don't care.
It's the, it's the only
Whoa, Hoyer made a hell of a throw. Don't care.
I
don't care
who Hoyer threw to. Quarterback I could see Harry play with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think Harry's going to play with Brady ever?
No, it's the only one he's seen.
Oh,
seen
only one he has seen.
At some point, I'd hope to see it, but I have not seen it.
Not yet.
So the quarterback that was on the field with him in a game situation trusted him to just throw the ball up and say, come get it, big boy.
So here's what Trollin' Dan Shaughnessy said yesterday about the return of Josh Gordon. Quote, Pats fans.
Yeah, that's me.
Same folks who would be crushing Josh Gordon as repeat offender and drug addict if he were reinstated to KC. Now sensitive and understanding. They sincerely care about Josh and hope he overcomes his disease. Now, first of all, Trollin' Dan Shaughnessy knows exactly what he's doing.
I was going to say, he's kind of out-Shaughnessy'd himself
here. He got 1,300 responses, comments. So he had to come back. And he had to say, this has nothing to do with crimes of Tyreek Hill. This is me interjecting. I just picked Kansas City out of a hat.
Right.
I could have said New Orleans. I could have said.
That's so dumb. Also,
Dan knew exactly what he was doing, and he got killed by people saying, you're going to equate Tyreek Hill, what he did with Josh Gordon's drug issues.
I also, correct me if I'm wrong here, I don't want to speak for all Patriots fans, even though maybe I can in this situation.
Fitzy said, don't speak for him.
I'm speaking for Fitzy here. Okay. Do you think Patriots fans are really all that hung up about drug users on other teams? Like, is that the real be-all end-all?
No.
Like, oh my God, Randy Gregory, you're going to let him back? I'm going to lose my mind. Nobody cares.
No, I think...
Let Justin Blackman back in the league. I don't care.
When
he
you're
can play
in
for
an argument, would you say that? Yeah, you would. If you were in, like, a Twitter fight with some random Cowboys fan...
I would not.
And you started slinging it, yeah, you would. We always do. It's like if you're in a fight with a person and they're fat, you call them fat. You always go to the lowest common.
No, you don't. You save that one. You keep that.
Yeah, but
at
some point,
you're a terrible person and you're overweight as well.
Right. At some point,
die earlier than me. Probably.
That's what we do. We go to what's going to be hurtful. Like we could
especially because you're about to lose 30 pounds.
I am. I'm going to be in great shape for
the
fall.
No, you're not
because
you're not moving in.
Josh Gordon might.
I don't think he will.
Somebody's going to
relay. He hasn't declined yet.
Yeah.
By the way, he is on NFI.
What does that mean?
Non-football injury. Means he's not on the active roster.
Fine. We have ice at my house.
Well, wait a
minute.
He'll
be fine.
Because I mentioned this with Greg Hill. I'm a little baffled by the reinstatement of Josh Gordon thing. So the commissioner, the NFL, reinstates Josh Gordon. I understand.
Yeah. Conditionally.
I understand that there are things. He's going to have conditions he's got to meet all season long. He's got to continue to test clean, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they then say he's not ready to play football. He's not eligible to play in, like, this Thursday's. Isn't that these guys' call?
Well, they
don't. They no. don't. Well, wait a minute. They don't decide.
You're using
okay,
a lot of
things.
Can
to
you
play.
Be more specific?
Bill Belichick, training staff,
right?
Position coaches. They look at Josh Gordon and say he's not ready to play yet. And I agree. By the way, he's probably not. Or they say, "Geez, he's in great shape. Stick him out there."
Well, no, because the league said he's not eligible till after Thursday.
That's what so does he just need to pass another test, basically?
So why?
What if?
Maybe. Yeah. See, that's the question I have.
No, why maybe that's just a date, and they like, I don't know, what are the numbers? What, how many regular
but
season
games But they said
did
he
miss?
Could be here yesterday.
Did he miss?
Yeah.
Last year?
Two, well,
I
there's
believe.
Also the differentiation that there has been over the years with when you're suspended for substance abuse issues, you can...
Don't, you're fine.
Be with the team.
People didn't hear that.
I should be a professional and just plow right through and
you
not
should.
Stop. But a loud noise distracted me for a second. You're allowed to be here. When you have a PED substance, you're not. So there's a differentiation. Like, you still can't play in games, so maybe that's some form of that. We're going to ease him back into being around the team and on the practice field, but you're not allowed to just throw him out on the field and, you know, excite
it is weird,
the masses.
So
by the way, it's also the third preseason game,
yeah.
So you'd be throwing him into a real game. It's not like the first
or
one
or as
where,
close to a real as you get.
Yeah,
but you very well could be throwing him into a real game anyway, like a real, real game.
Well, you probably will against the Steelers.
Game. Yeah.
You probably will have him out
so.
There. I also, the pessimist in me, so he missed three playoff games.
Yeah.
He missed two regular season games.
Because the last game he played in was that Steelers game where you could tell everybody knew something was up. Remember, right. He was like out of it. It was
so
a
that's
mess.
Five last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this will be three this year. So he was suspended 8 games, a half a season.
Nobody counts preseason.
Moron. Come on.
Wow.
That doesn't count.
Moron.
Well,
you've been calling me names
fits.
Since 10 a.m.
Little Dick Keefe.
Well, that doesn't really offend me at all.
Or that's what your wife calls.
Yeah, it's actually just quite accurate. So I'm very fine with that.
You, my friend, are a boob.
Well, again, just really mean. No, but this, you're right. You have no idea. And actually, it's more likely than not that, unfortunately, he probably won't finish the season. But at least in the early going
right,
here.
Right, you take it.
You got him.
And,
maybe he's made some changes.
As you said, you got all excited. It's like
I'm
fun.
Super excited.
It'll be fun for whatever
yes.
period.
Yes.
And in
after
my mind.
You told me you'll never trust him again.
It's like the crazy girlfriend. Right?
Oh, it is. It is.
You're never going to marry her. And by the way, you haven't married anybody else right now.
No.
So, will I take another month of fun with the crazy girlfriend? Sure. That's
you know who's
what
probably
doing.
As excited as I am and probably had a
Tom
similar
reaction?
Yes.
Why
had a similar reaction as the gift that I sent out? Tom Brady.
I don't think Tom that's Brady. His style and his it, brand. I think that's a little off brand for what he's doing.
Not true. Remember that Hippos video?
He likes to eat.
So, yeah, no, I think everybody is pumped, but you have to be a little you still need N'Keal Harry.
Like who's going to lead the Patriots in receptions against the Steelers?
Julian Edelman.
Oh, yeah. Dumb question.
Who's
going to lead the Patriots
no,
in
you know who I
yards?
Think is?
James
I don't think
White.
It's going to be Julian.
James White?
I think it's going to be the guy who's going to be sitting in this chair
could
later
be.
On. James White.
Him. Maybe we'll ask him. Get a tip.
Could be.
Oh, yeah. He'll give it to us.
Could be Philip Dorsett.
Spill everything.
Right? Wiggy has him as a sleeper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He does like Philip Dorsett.
Sleepers.
It won't be N'Keal
Harry,
though.
Philip Dorsett just got moved another notch down the depth chart, didn't he?
Which is good for Philip Dorsett.
But he can play
the
role
he's suited for.
And I'll tell you what. To Philip Dorsett's credit, last year he showed up there at the beginning of the year when they had no receivers, and he made some grabs.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. You
he made some grabs.
He had like 6-7 catches.
He was so
games.
Good that Bill went out and said, I need Josh Gordon. I don't care the baggage he's bringing. Get me Josh Gordon.
It's sort of that's your baseline. Like at worst, the wide receiver production is going to be looked at as Philip Dorsett. And so if Josh Gordon is there all year, Philip Dorsett's numbers are going to be very below average for a receiver. But if Josh Gordon can't finish the season, then you at least have Philip Dorsett. And he was a guy who proved last year he can be on the team for 10 weeks, not even get a ball thrown his way, and then show up the last couple of games of the season and in the playoffs.
I don't know if you heard, he's the plays. Only guy who caught touchdowns from Tom Brady in the postseason.
Hey, like
you
that.
Heard that. A lot of Philip Dorsett fans like to throw that at you.
That's a good
stat. I like to counter with he averaged about 7 yards a catch for most of the
those
season.
Those were all big catches.
Were they?
Those were, yes, they got to move the sticks. You know?
I'm sure they were.
Slowly but surely. You got to get down the field
very
somehow.
Slowly but yes. surely.
Yeah. But
on the other hand, Josh Gordon averaged 11-something per
but
catch.
How many wide receivers?
No, he was up higher than that.
Who was like 11?
Josh Gordon was like 18.
A catch last year? Yeah, it was pretty high. Whatever it was. You can pull up the old stats. It's on the internet. But how many receivers, even average receivers, would be okay not being a big part of the offense for 10 weeks and then showing back up? Most of those guys would find their way out of town or demand a trade or whatever else. I still think Philip Dorsett's important, maybe not as much as Wiggy thinks he is. But the receiving core is looking much more like an NFL wide receiving core today than it did 3 days ago.
Yes, because you now have two legitimate guys. You have an outside – well, assuming he gets on the active roster and he's actually here for the regular season. Okay, we presume that, and presuming that Julian Edelman comes back from this injury, you have a very good slot receiver, a Pro Bowl caliber slot receiver, and a true number one outside receiver. Now, all of a sudden, the third one you throw out there, whether it's Dorsett or Myers or Harry,
maybe Harry,
or probably some combination of that group rotates through, you're starting to piece it together. You still don't have a tight end. I have no idea.
See, that's the big problem. That's what makes
It isn't.
It is a problem.
No, you know why?
No tight end?
You know who's coming?
No, he's not. So is that going to be your answer?
Gronk.
So we can't even have a serious conversation about the tight ends because you're just going to say,
wait, why is that not serious? Did you see the video he put out?
Is he playing week one?
No, not week one.
Yeah, okay.
No.
So
I don't know if you've ever
heard. Just a minute
around
ago,
here,
a minute
September
ago.
No, is the extension of the preseason.
A minute ago, you were day-to-day. Everything was day-to-day. You're day-to-day. We're day-to-day. We're all day-to-day.
That's
now
true.
All of a sudden, you're talking about September doesn't matter. It's August now.
I don't know if you know we have short and long-term goals around here.
What's your short-term goal?
Get through the day.
not come over the desk at you.
I'll do the best that
you
I can.
Call me a moron.
They whop you upside the head with his big size Yeti.
They don't have a good tight end.
You could kill somebody with this.
Oh, easily.
This would be with the Yeti in the radio studio. Boom!
You could kill somebody with a pencil. I've seen the Bourne Identity, so that's really not saying much.
I'm not an action hero. This is actually a heavy, dense item.
That's the truest thing you've ever said.
I could be an action hero.
I don't think
John Wick killed lots of people with pencils.
Yeah, he did.
He's compared.
It's a thing. Very attractive leading men in Hollywood.
You have?
Yes.
By who?
By listeners, by callers.
The visual impaired.
Dale, who was the last one when we were up in the... No, that was the most recent one. Jason Sudeikis.
No, they said he sounded like Jason Sudeikis, which he does not.
First of all, no.
Who did I look like? Dale, remind him who I looked like.
I don't remember.
His nickname in the movies is Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, baby. Why are you laughing?
Hey, you need to pull yourself together.
Somebody,
we got 3.5 hours of radio to go here.
Somebody who listened to you on the radio
said you looked like
Channing Tatum?
Saw my picture on Twitter.
All right.
This picture on my ID that lets
his
me...
His high school prom picture on his ID.
Channing Tatum's also a foot taller than Andy Hart, so that's going to throw it off a little
bit.
Is
that
true?
Yeah. He's not one of those Hollywood guys that's really short like Tom Cruise.
No, he's the real deal.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's like 5'2".
I understand.
Taller than him.
Yes,
us Harts were short.
Good for you.
By the way, Andy Hart give him a check mark for one thing.
Why?
18 yards a catch last year.
Yeah, Gordon. Yeah,
that's why I'm here, Dale. Yeah. Patriots Monday.
I knew there was a reason.
Good nugget. Right there.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We are down here at Gillette Stadium, as Andy said, on a Patriots Monday. James White.
Dale, can you be a professional?
I'm
ignore
trying.
The noise and plow through.
I didn't say anything like you did.
You
I just
stopped
looked.
And turned your head towards the door.
So James White
like
will join us. Daron Harmon will join us down here. Bill Belichick will be on with OMF later on in the day. Short week for the Patriots because they've got a game here Thursday night against Carolina and Cam Newton and all that stuff. So we'll get to the calls with you in just a few minutes. We've got a lot of other things we've got to touch on concerning both the Patriots and the NFL. But we're down here at Gillette. We'll get to the calls with you after Trending Now.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to Patriots Monday and Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
So here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay, but at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in or all out. Okay, so we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going. And we hope AB is going to be a big part of it, starting week one against Denver. End of story, no question.
Some of us were a bit surprised when Mike Mayock was named the general manager of the Oakland Raiders in the offseason, and this is obviously his first big test. The fact that he wanted to make this statement public, and he wanted to get it very clear, and the fact that he came out as strong as he did, we had an idea that there's some frustration within the organization anyway, based on Hard Knocks. This gives an idea that they are really frustrated.
Yeah, and I do think it's interesting that it's Mayock and not Gruden. And I think that allows for the return of Antonio Brown, and Gruden can still be chummy with his offensive weapon. No, that was Mayock was the one that was pissed. You saw he was the one who went out there and said, you know, we need you all in or all out. I've been on your side the whole time, really.
I think it's tough. I mean, in 20 years ago, maybe you get away with this a little bit better, and like that's what you expect out of it. Hey, you're out there, you're not out there. Like now, it's not the NBA. Like, it hasn't gotten to that degree anywhere close to, but some of these big ego players in the NFL, I don't think they're going to respond well to that. And I know some might say, well, you got to treat them all the same. No, you don't. And when Mike Mayock says we have 89 other guys, please, he's the best guy you have by far.
Correct.
You do have to treat him differently.
Is it also fair to say, though, and it's becoming more clear every day, this guy's a whack job.
Whack job.
I mean, he is unhinged.
Well, I told you, Dale, I don't think this is just football diva wide receiver whack job. I think he's legitimate. Do you worry about where he's going in life long term?
I would be a little concerned about him. And what's really odd is he didn't come into the league as like a screwball. He actually was pretty quiet for a long time. Now, he came into the league.
But remember Ryan Clark's talk about you saw the roots of this. And Ryan Clark was Steelers safety, now on ESPN.
Yeah.
Right.
You saw this, and he claims that the day they gave him his first big contract, he said, wait a minute, you saw everything I saw and still gave him big money? Like, he saw the roots of this deal.
All right, let me change it. So maybe in Pittsburgh or in the locker room, they sort of saw it. But outside, like, we all look at Odell Beckham and like, all right, this guy's kind of nuts, right? Like, he's fighting, kicking screens on the sideline. He's very emotional, kind of, he cares about what he looks like and all this other stuff. You didn't get that sense. For all the diva wide receivers, Antonio Brown was much lower on the list, at least nationally.
Well, because he came in not as a first rounder.
Nope, sixth rounder.
Had to earn his way
in a small school, all of that stuff.
And you have to be a special kind of diva to be a diva when you're sort of working your way up the ladder. Right.
But he had multiple.
Like, Mariah Carey wasn't a diva the first time sang at. No, I'm going to even say, like, first time she sang at a VFW hall or however
she might have been. Bad example.
Really? You think she's been
Mariah
a diva the whole time?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Glitter? You ever see Glitter? But he had a number of really productive seasons where he was still not Chad Ochocinco or all these other wide receivers that you heard of nonstop and demanding more money, demanding more catches, everything else. It was really going back maybe 3 years ago where he was doing the Facebook Live video in the locker room with Mike Tomlin there. And that was the first time to me anyway where I was like, oh, Antonio Brown. Like, okay. But then it came down to, who do you trust, Antonio Brown or Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin?
And other.
I will take Antonio Brown. If I have to choose between the two categories, I will take Brown. Although, now you fast forward to him in Oakland, hurts his feet, his fault. That was dumb. And now this helmet thing is getting a little bit out of control. However,
I side with him on the helmet
thing. I do too.
He hasn't handled it well.
No, he hasn't.
I side with him.
Yes. Yes.
So now the new thing is, we gave you this window of 10 years. If you can find a helmet within that window, we'll test it and you might be okay.
But like,
they tested it and now they said, no, that helmet failed all the testing. They send it to somewhere in Ontario.
Yeah, he found like a 2014 helmet that he wanted.
So now you're just being honest and saying, you've been putting me out there in helmets that don't protect a damn thing in my head.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the helmets are that much safer?
No, I don't.
There's no chance they are.
I think it's a bunch of poppycock.
Thank you. Well said, Andy. That's why you're a writer. Now, Dale, let me ask you this. When Craig McTavish was skating around out there without a helmet, the league didn't force him to wear a helmet, right?
What they did was, when they said, look, everybody's got to wear a helmet, but the people who haven't been wearing a helmet are grandfathered. You can play without it. He was the last player in the league who played without a helmet.
How safe was it to play without a helmet?
It wasn't safe at all.
No kidding, but he felt more comfortable. You played a long time. And by the way, they're not even joking about Antonio Brown's potential mental health with all this stuff. The damage is probably already done when it comes to the helmet stuff.
Sure.
He's played how many years in the NFL, and now he's going to wear a slightly different helmet, and now he's going to be super safe?
But
please.
I understand your point, and you're right, but there are 2,600 and some odd players and practice squad players in the NFL. One guy gets to do what he wants. One guy can't follow the rules, even if you think the rule is stupid. And okay,
I'm sure Tom Brady thinks it's stupid.
But he's following Tom Brady's rule.
I understand that.
One guy in the entire NFL said, no, I'm not doing it. I play with my helmet or I don't play.
Well, he's kind of wavered back and forth on that, right? When the first
Drew Rosenhaus is saying,
Drew Rosenhaus is doing these weird appearances on Miami TV aren't a good look.
What is that?
Is that
public access?
Pretty close. When the first decision came down, Antonio Brown immediately released a statement, and everybody mocked it and said, "Who took your account? You've been hacked," because it made sense. It was illogical.
Right.
And said, "I'll play." Okay, I pushed it as far as I could. I'll play.
Yeah.
And then came the little crack where, well, if you find a helmet that's within the 10
years,
same
model. Yeah, that's what's bogus about it, too, is they moved it on him. They moved the goalposts
on
him.
But they did say they would have to test.
It's got
to
be tested.
And now they're saying, I know you wore it, all you people, but
boy, does this thing suck. It's failed miserably in our testing.
I just feel like if this guy, and you're right, Andy, when you're saying like the way he's handling it is wrong, but the root of the issue, this guy has had a Hall of Fame career, in my mind, wearing a certain type of helmet where he feels like he has the best vision and all this other stuff. He's comfortable in it. That he should be able. It's a stupid rule. Now, add it to the list of dumb rules in the NFL and dumb things that they have.
But I've said all along, if he had done this a little more politically, like they do things in the political world, and went and had a little committee meeting with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and got those guys on board, and they came out and put a press conference together and said, we'd XYZ and do it in a more modern political fashion, I think he would have had a chance.
Yeah, and the problem is those guys are saying, we don't like it, but the rule is the rule. We're going to play with the other helmet.
That's where he's got no shot.
None.
He's got
no
shot.
Bagging it.
That's the thing here. He can't win.
Can't win, Rock.
Well, he can't.
He won't miss a game, though.
Michael McCann wrote about this on SI.com. He's got no leg to stand on.
Yeah.
The arbitrator ruled against him.
He doesn't have 2 feet.
the arbitrator ruled against him in about a minute and a half. Yeah. I mean, the whole league.
I don't think he's going to miss a game.
So what's he doing?
He's getting a lot of attention, and maybe part of it he wants.
Little hissy fit.
Yeah.
He's the little kid at the checkout aisle that wanted the candy bar. The mother said no, and he got on the floor.
And I wonder, now, he might still be doing the exact same thing if this wasn't on Hard Knocks. I have a feeling that maybe it's aided a little bit because it is.
Well, maybe he just wanted to skip camp.
Maybe he wanted to skip camp. All these guys
maybe his
skip
feet
camp.
Still hurt.
I'm sure they do.
Because as soon as he comes back.
I'm sure they do.
Every time he makes one of these little short appearances, everybody's like, it's crazy. He knows the playbook. He hasn't missed a beat. He knows the adjustments.
Awesome. He's so good.
So
it's
he's
ridiculous.
Confident, but not even just in his physical skills.
No, no.
If you believe the comments coming out of Oakland,
yeah.
He knows everything. Like when Carr audibles, they're like,
he's a savant.
I wasn't sure, but AB did it, so I did it, and like he knows what he's doing.
No, I love him as a player, and the guy
you love
is
all these guys.
I do. They're my favorite players in the league. It's why I watch
the biggest
sports.
Fan of diva wide receivers on the planet.
Absolutely love these guys. I don't think he misses a game,
but
and I think he is lights out week one.
What if the Raiders really have had enough? Oh, and he doesn't play for the Raiders.
Don't tease me. Don't you dare tease me.
Are there any teams need a receiver?
Yes, of course.
All right,
there's
so Rich, let me ask you this.
Yes. Dale, in a second.
No. Here's my point. The Pittsburgh Steelers got to a point where, you know what? We got to get him the hell out of here.
Yeah.
We'll take the cap hit. Give us a third and a fifth round pick. We just got to be shut of this guy.
Yeah.
That's how bad it got. The Raiders may have gotten to that point even sooner.
So now, if the Patriots give him a third and a fourth,
sweeten it.
Sweeten it a little bit.
And you want to talk about how Josh Gordon probably won't last? How long do you think Antonio Brown would last?
I think he would last the entire season.
Of course you do.
He would be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
I think playing with Brady, he was a Hall of Famer with Ben Roethlisberger, and I do not think Ben Roethlisberger is that good. I know people love him. He's always on everybody's top 10 list. I don't think he's that good. I think he's in for a rude awakening this year without Antonio Brown. I would take him in a hot second. He would be awesome here. Now, how long could that last? I don't know. He's also already a 30-year-old receiver. This year, it would be insanity.
Your quarterback's 42. Who cares? Live now.
Good point.
Live now. They can sit in the locker room. You do one of those where Gordon's on one side of Brady, Brown's on the other, and Brown's like, this is screwed up, man. We got to put this stupid helmet on. And Tom's like, just put the helmet on and get out there and catch the ball.
There's not enough puppet gifts for what would happen if they were able to get Antonio Brown. Now, I wonder are they already kind of quietly shopping him because they don't want to deal with the headache? Because the Raiders are weird. The year before, they're like, let's get rid of Khalil Mack. So you're like, all right, they're clearly going with a complete rebuild.
Right.
Then the next year, they're like, let's bring in Antonio Brown.
But I don't think if you're quietly shopping a guy, you have your GM come out and say, we're done with him, which is sort of what Mayock said, right? You keep that quiet so teams don't know you're looking.
Is there a chance he's just in over his head?
Mayock?
Yeah.
Or Gruden?
Well, I think we already believe
Gruden's.
What about Mayock?
Or Davis.
Yeah, I mean,
all of them as a.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what do you call the opposite? We always use the word triumvirate here.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of a tri? Because that has the word triumph in it.
Yeah.
The Raiders are the opposite. Dumbassperate.
So the NFL says, the NFL has said that they notified multiple players, including Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Antonio Brown, prior to last season. Prior to last season, they need to change their helmets to approved models for this season. Brady and Rodgers don't like it. They did it. This guy says, nope, not doing it.
Not doing it.
At what point does the NFL say, fine, sit. We don't care.
See, what I think they should do is they should just fine him like an equipment violation. Like if a guy doesn't have his shirt tucked in, he gets fined. If a guy wears pink
cleats. They won't
let
him on the field with it, though. They are so afraid of concussion settlements.
They are.
They are so panicked and paranoid about that. He will not get on the field. I mean, this guy tried to sneak his old helmet onto the practice
field.
Isn't
that amazing?
He loves it. Do you see the stupid smile on his face?
Good.
He loves
it. That's so creative. Hey, well, just spray paint it. Just
these are all
it
the things.
Like a Raiders helmet.
He would do it. Rich would do all these things if he were that
good. Oh, my God. I wish I was that good. I absolutely would be. Was not nearly good enough, unfortunately. But I would do every one of these things, except maybe burn my feet. I'm not going to do that just for the
attention.
Well,
that was an accident. They're looking into
well, we think.
Legal ramifications.
They should.
They're going to sue the cryogenic place.
No, but I think this is a lot. I mean, they still have two preseason games left. We're still a ways away from week one. I think it's a lot of commotion, but I don't think. Do you think he sits out a game? I think he's more likely to sit out a game because his feet are burnt off than he is because, oh, I'm not going to play with this helmet.
Right, but I don't think he misses a game. I think
neither do I.
Now, I should rephrase that. I don't think he misses the first game. Lord only knows what happens with him down the road. There could be
that's
other
true.
Issues.
That's definitely true.
But I don't think he misses the first game. There's we've said it a million times. There's $30 million.
See, there's all the money.
See,
involved.
I think he's whacked enough, though, to say, I'm not doing it. I mean, I think Drew Rosenhaus is scared to death he's whacked enough.
Oh, yeah. That is his concern,
he's
but
a real concern.
That's where he and the people around him, he's got to have a bunch of hangers-on that are like, wait a minute, you're going to give up the $30 million? You know you give us, we leave
see,
if you don't
I think the hangers, I think the hangers-on are just the opposite. I think they're
well,
saying,
they're dumb.
Hey, AB, you do what you want, man. They'll give in. Don't you worry. They got to give it up.
Then you're a moron as a hanger-on.
Yeah, I bet they're
part of being
to
a hanger-on is making sure the cash continues to come in so we can all hang on here.
You need to be on the field there, Antonio.
There's all MC Hammer's buddies these days. They're not hanging on with him because there's no money no mo.
No, well. No
Dude,
mo.
I just touched the thing.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
My lips.
Andy's getting very
the
animated now.
Oh, it's
that's
so
all right.
Gross.
Let's see. Let's see. That's Christian Fourier's
spot. And we know. I don't want to be where his mouth is.
Man, that's where you're sitting. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I promise. Right to your calls coming up next. It's a Patriots Monday live at Gillette Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We've worked very closely with the Raiders, and we will continue to work very closely with the Raiders. I'm not sure that we agree that we've exhausted all the options, as Mike Mayock said, but there's no doubt it's still an ongoing process. We are trying to work with the team and the league and the union to come up with a solution. We haven't figured it out yet. To say that AB is upset about the decision to not let him wear his helmet is accurate, but we're still processing it and figuring it out. I wouldn't make too much about him not being there today as much as we're still trying to come up with a solution that works.
That is Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Antonio Brown, clearing everything up for us.
To so, see here.
Isn't the solution the most obvious one? Yeah, obvious one
wear
ever.
A
Show
helmet
your ass
that's
up.
Approved. Well, yeah.
Put a helmet on that we hand to you, and get your ass on the practice field.
There
your employee
is the
number
only option.
80, whatever the hell he is.
AB, you cannot step.
He's one of 90 guys, right?
Yeah, you cannot step on a football field without an approved helmet. That seems pretty clear to me.
But these approved helmets are for the birds.
Well, they all suck.
You can't see. The helmets are bad.
Well, they also all say.
But it's also beside the point. Sorry, 2,600 and some odd players are going to wear one.
We all have
bosses,
Dale. Yeah. We all have bosses.
Don't we know?
You know what's a little surprising,
though? Yours
didn't
tell you I was coming.
Well, it was good to see you, though, Andy. It's always good.
It's a communications business. What's weird to me is, with all the different face masks, like if his big issue is being able to see.
Yes. Which I agree with him is important in his job.
Change the face mask.
Wildly important. Isn't it more the face mask than the helmet?
Yes.
I mean, I guess the helmet can sort of protrude out a little bit more.
Well, some of these newer helmets do have bigger jaw wraparound and a little bigger heat. But
so you have less peripheral vision.
You're not supposed to alter the helmet in any way. Because I was saying, like, just grind down the
edge.
No,
you can't alter the football either.
Well, yeah, I know. So. It's a little bit of a different thing.
Heard that.
You can't. Well, if you could do the helmet. I mean, everybody kind of alters, like, the equipment a little bit.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah, but not the helmet.
Helmet's a little bit harder.
Because I think you sort
of
avoid the Noxy.
Yeah, N-O-C-S-A-E, Noxy, it's called.
All right, well.
Little Dick over here anyway, just looked lost. Like,
yeah,
what
I don't,
did he just
I don't
say?
Know what we're talking about now.
You really just took a couple weeks off. You have no idea, huh?
Yeah, when I'm out,
you know,
I'm
the Red Sox aren't very good right
he
now.
Was doing, he was
what are
doing
winning
father
games?
Things.
They're winning
he was,
like it. Oh, I unplug. When I'm on vacation, I am.
Well,
I unplug.
You,
yeah, I don't go on the internet.
Vacation.
Huh?
Not vacation.
Paternity. Oh, I was on paternity.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were bonding.
You
bonding
can't check
with your
Twitter
child.
While you're changing diapers.
You were doing you skin to skin.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it work?
We have a good bond. Yeah, of course.
Does she like you?
I think so.
More or less than her mother?
Oh, probably less.
Okay.
But I think still like
they all do.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be honest. At that point, they all like the mom more.
I think so.
The goal is to have them like you as much by the time they graduate from high school.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the goal?
So that was my goal.
I'm fighting an uphill battle with my daughter.
Yeah.
She does not like me.
I can't understand
I don't know why,
at all.
That's
shocking. We're all baffled. All right, let's get to the calls. Rob's in Charlestown. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. You know, I'm a little baffled by the comments being made. Let me preface this by saying I've coached football, and I work for a helmet company. And if you don't think the helmets are better today than they were 10 years ago, you're out of your mind. And what bothers me about AB is he could go to any one of the major helmet companies and get a custom fit helmet with a custom mask, custom cut, and approved by the NFL. He should have taken the steps to do that, like Tom Brady, like Aaron Rodgers did. They're not.
Well, he did. He went out and got a helmet, and then they said, "Oh, this one doesn't. This one's not good anymore."
Well, he got an old one.
Well,
within the 10-year,
but it was within the 10-year window, though.
Right. The problem with the 10-year-old helmet is after each game, they're broken down, they're sanded, they're repainted, so the integrity of the plastic in the helmet is compromised each time that's done. So over a 10-year period, if it doesn't pass the testing, he can't use it. So for you guys to say the helmets aren't as safe or safer today than they were 10 years ago, you're blatantly wrong.
Well, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They're not safer.
I'm sure
I think it's marginal. Personally.
I'm sure they're slightly safer. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of concussions
next
year.
Well, there's different plastics. There's different weight.
Right.
Whoopie-doo.
And by the way, don't we see in a lot of industries that the next big thing, this new age, this, that's guaranteed to do this, a year later they're like, oh, that didn't really work like we thought it was going to?
Yes.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. All the players in the NFL, except for one, have gone along with this. So don't you think
point?
It's just a personal issue?
What is that?
It's
what
a personal issue.
Oh, it's definitely a personal issue.
Oh, my God,
issue.
Yeah, of course
A guy
it is.
Who makes his living, A, being able to see the ball, and B, being able to avoid safeties and linebackers, says, I can't see. Now, you may say you don't believe him.
I think he's full of crap.
You can say that,
I do. I think he's full of crap.
He may be full of crap.
Could be.
He may be honest. I don't know, but he has the right to say that.
Oh, no, he could say it. I don't have to believe it. I think that he's diva wide receivers. It's all about them. He's decided, no, this is what I want. You'll give me what I want, or I'm not showing up. And they're going to say, okay, don't.
And then he'll show up.
Yes.
And then he will much ado about nothing.
I think it is. I think it's a month-long kind of drama soap opera. He's the biggest story in the NFL. Both his feet and the helmet individually would have been the biggest stories. You put him onto one guy, and everybody's talking about Antonio Brown, which I think is exactly what Antonio Brown wants.
That said, I can understand Mike Mayock and John Gruden and their frustrations. And this is a guy who's going to be the centerpiece of our offense who's not on the practice field we practice. Like, what's the point?
No, I understand. No, I understand why they're frustrated.
That's like the
about
Celtics
it.
Bringing in Kyrie, and we're going to practice. Oh,
Kyrie's not
here?
No,
Kyrie's not
here.
That kind of defeats the purpose of practice.
Well, hey, but you got 89 guys. You should be able to get a pretty good practice in.
Yeah, you can't if you don't have the centerpiece.
No, they got the one guy from UC Davis. He's running the Z. They're all set.
Great.
He's not maybe as good.
No, probably not. Maybe. You need maybe in that sentence?
Maybe he's not as good.
Okay. Good.
Yet.
Mike's in Framingham. Ever. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, the guy with the helmet company, he was right, because I coach youth football.
Good.
Every 6 to 7 years, we replace the helmets. Every year, they're refurbished. So even if, like, suppose some kid stayed back like 50 times, after a while, he's going to have to get a new helmet. It doesn't matter if he liked the helmet that he had, you know. And that's the NFL, too. The NFL, right. They're playing more games. They're hitting a lot harder. So even if AD had the greatest helmet in the world, after a while, the helmet itself has to be changed. No matter what.
But my question is,
no, I got you.
What is the advantage? What is the, how much safer is it? 1%, 5%, 7%,
12%? I don't care if it's 0.00%. Even the guy with the, I don't even know how you argue with the guy that works for the helmet company. He even told you that after a while.
Wait a minute. We're talking about personal preference.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter personal preference. The NFL.
So there should only be one helmet. There should only be one helmet in the NFL. They should figure out what science tells them is the best helmet, because that is the safest. That's your argument.
You can calm down. If it passes the test, that's all that matters, as long as it passes the test. So it doesn't have to be one helmet.
So they're all the same. They're all exactly the same.
No, but they fall within parameters of what is deemed safe or not safe. They are trying to give
arbitrary rules put in place by the league.
I know. It's and they're just
and oh by the way, the Players Association.
But Dale, the
too.
Point is, if you want to be a hard ass like the last caller, you should only pick one helmet.
Right.
That's the safest.
But
that's
it. But make everybody wear. What they're trying to do is give players some choice. They're saying within the choices we're giving you, at least these helmets have been certified by this organization that we and the Players Association agreed upon. These are deemed safe, or as safe as we can get them, for what you
We've
do.
We've agreed.
So
he
why
should
is it
have
an
read
issue?
The CBA. We've agreed that he could have started this fight a long time ago before they signed the CBA.
It's not even in the CBA. They told all the players last year, listen,
yeah, but it was too
this
late
is
once
your last year.
You. Once no, they're telling you, it's too late.
But they told you a year ago.
No,
listen, this is what we got to do.
My point is, if he had been passionate about this when this was decided,
it wouldn't have mattered. One guy was going to fight it?
No, but if he got enough players to say, wait a minute, this makes no sense.
Right.
Just grandfather us in. If you're already in, you can wear your helmet. All the rules move forward.
They weren't going to give in on this one.
This is the third rail for the NFL.
They are so afraid of how many billions of dollars.
Say right on them, does not guarantee to protect from injury or concussion.
But
so
what
they should stop playing.
But what they do know is that it's better than the helmet he wants to wear.
They think.
Well, they've studied this. Well, so you think they know.
They don't know.
They've studied things. That doesn't mean it's true. But listen, a guy who claims to work at a helmet company told us that they're safer.
Right.
So there you go.
So we believe him.
Case closed. But I just think, you're right. And
his own Players Association says they're safer.
But they're just going to do whatever they can to be like, hey, see, it's a safer sport. It's concussions aren't a big problem. They're just going to, like Dale said, they don't want to have to pay lawsuits anymore. So they're going to change rules in the game. They're going to change some of the equipment and pretend like it's safe when it's still really not.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're down here at Gillette Stadium. That means we'll talk to James White. We'll talk to Daron Harmon. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.